Welcome to The Direct Effect, where sharper insights fuel better direct response marketing strategies. I'm your host, Sam, and in today's episode, we are going to dive into the art and science of direct mail marketing in the financial services industry. Today, we're zeroing in on a topic that's as crucial as it is complex: how to measure direct mail success. Direct mail marketing remains a vital tool for financial services companies aiming to engage new prospects and retain existing clients. But the million-dollar question is, how do you measure the success of these campaigns? To understand if your efforts are paying off, you need to focus on analytics that accurately gauge the impact of your initiatives. First, let's talk metrics. Start by setting specific goals. Whether you're looking to increase brand awareness, generate leads, cross-sell products, or boost customer loyalty, your goals will provide a benchmark for evaluating your campaign's effectiveness. Once you've established your objectives, identify the key performance indicators or KPIs that align with those goals. In financial services direct mail marketing, the most relevant KPIs include response rate, conversion rate, cost per acquisition, cost per lead, customer lifetime value, and average debt size. These metrics help quantify the impact of your direct mail efforts, offering insights into both immediate and long-term value. Let's break these down. The response rate is crucial as it tracks how many recipients respond to your offer or call to action, be it visiting a landing page or calling a number. Conversion rate, on the other hand, shows the percentage of respondents who take the desired action, like signing up for a service or making a purchase. These give you tangible results to refine your strategy. Cost per acquisition measures how much you're spending to gain a new customer, while cost per lead quantifies the investment needed to acquire a single qualified lead. Both are vital for assessing the efficiency of your campaigns. Next, consider customer lifetime value, which estimates the total revenue a customer generates over their relationship with your brand. Higher lifetime values indicate more sustainable success. Don't forget the power of data-driven insights. Employ systematic testing strategies to isolate variables that significantly impact campaign performance. This approach protects your budget from wasteful spending and improves conversions. Prospect modeling based on attributes from your best clients can also pay dividends. For an integrated strategy, align your direct mail with digital marketing efforts. This not only improves conversions, but can also cut waste by 30% or more. Given the longer sales cycles of financial products, make sure you conduct a comprehensive analysis when measuring direct mail attribution. Let's take a real-world example. A personal loan and debt consolidation company teamed up with Sequel. By testing new data segments, they improved their response rates by 35% and conversion rates hit 11.4%. Over 70% of new enrollments fell within their key debt range. Clearly, data-driven decisions can yield significant results. In closing, the key to successful direct mail is in the details. Set clear objectives and meticulously measure your KPIs. With a data-centric approach, direct mail remains a powerful tool for engaging prospects and retaining clients in the competitive world of financial services. Tune in next time, where we'll continue to unravel marketing strategies and insights that create a direct effect on your campaign performance. See ya!